All right, next patient we're going to do is going to be Pearl, P-E-A-R-L, Lockwood, L-O-C-K-W-O-O-D. Miss Lockwood is, hey, good morning, 5'4", wow, 1921. Hundred-three-year-old woman with history of congestive heart failure, decompensation, hypertension, chronic renal disease, PVD, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, pulmonary edema, despite treatment and osteoarthritis, period. Patient is short of breath. She requires oxygen, 2 liters, has a KPS score of 40%, lives with her family. I'm sorry, KPS score of 10%. Wow. Because she's rapidly declining. Pearl is ADL dependent. Her daughter is the one that takes care of her, bowel and bladder incontinence. Patient already has bouts of apnea. She's drowsy, lethargic, sometimes difficult to arouse. Patient also requires morphine for pain, which is contributing to her state. Her speech is garbled, sleeping 16 to 18 hours a day. She appears to be actively dying. Is hospice appropriate? Most likely has days to live. And expect her to do poorly. Thank you.